I can't remember if Dwight was on. I think so, but Dwight was hurt. The problem was Dwight's injuries was the problem more than anything else. Dwight was like T-Mac all over again, where he had to get shots and then he'd be better. But it wasn't. There wasn't a bunch of cackling above the surface. There's been nothing the last 2 years. I'll give James and Chris Paul a lot of credit, and whoever else, PJ Tucker, Mike D'Antoni, Daryl, whoever else. There really has not been. There really has not been a lot of drama for this team at all.
Well, there's no drama because they're winning.
Yeah, no, that's probably
the
a good
Rockets.
Point.
And
they haven't been the whole time though, Dale.
Well, I mean,
earlier this year.
They're coming off a championship, at least a conference finals appearance. I don't know if that early start was enough to get them engaged in the backbiting. But the Dwight James thing. Remember, there was some failure on that plate. You had the first round exit to Portland. I believe was on both their resumes at the time, and then obviously you had 41 and 41. There are a couple. I think Dwight and James were on that team. There are a couple things.
15-16. He played 71 games.
Yeah, so there's some of that stuff comes from when it doesn't go the way you think it's supposed to go. Then you start pointing at whose fault it is. The Rockets, this current Rockets iteration, they don't have that because they've won a lot, and they're winning a lot again. And I don't expect it to happen unless there's some early round flame out.
Well, you know what the key is also, you got to have guys who know their roles, and you got to have a pecking order established. This is one of the reasons I could see things going sideways in Cleveland for the Browns. And you know, I was talking to, I think it was Bucky Brooks about it. Everyone just looks at the Browns and, oh, man, look at the Cleveland Browns. When you add that many big personalities, and now the whole, hey, Odell Beckham Jr.
Jarvis.
Yeah, Jarvis Landry. They played together in college. Yeah, that's great. Guess what? They're both grown men now who make money, who want targets because targets equal money. That's no – just because they were buddy-buddy in college doesn't mean anything in the pros.
Did you see the press conference the other day? And there were four of them up there, Baker and Jarvis and
Miles Garrett was
up there. And Odell, and I texted Zoe. I said, wow, did you guys win the Super Bowl? How awesome for you. Because ESPN's doing a four-hour deal on you today.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, they got to be able to handle that. He said, but they're saying all the right things.
No, they're saying all the right things. That's easy. Like Dell said, it is truly adversity that brings out that brings out true character. So I think the Browns, that is a big personality at quarterback, by the way. That is a big, big personality. And that's a big personality at wide receiver.
That's good,
though.
That's
not even Odell Beckham.
Yeah, but that's good, though.
That's good if they respect it and if he has power.
I
don't think there's a quarterback in the league that Odell Beckham Jr. is not above. Like, we'll see what happens.
Yes, there is.
We'll see what happens.
If he was with Brady, he would kowtow to
okay,
him.
Okay, it ain't, but I don't think
it
it's
ain't Brady
Baker.
Or Breeze or.
I don't think it's Baker, though. He's got a year in the league.
He's got a year in the league, but he's coming from Eli. It's going to be a big upgrade for him.
That's all fine and good. What I'm telling you is that there's not a bunch of guys who say, well, in the pecking order, you're here.
He went from LSU quarterback to Eli quarterback.
That's not my
Eli.
Point. That has nothing to do with my point is your pecking order on a team. The Rockets have a very clearly established one. It's James's team, and Chris has been the guy that's come in and said, I'm cool with this being your team, but there's just an understanding that Chris is 1A.
But I will say this. I do think that Odell is going to realize.
Whose team is it?
I think he's going to realize I've got to get along and I've got to support him. If we're going to win and I'm going to get my – if everything is going to go well here, I you know what? I'm not going to start that feud.
Whose team is it?
It's going to be Baker's. It's going to be Baker's.
Looked like Jarvis Landry's team last year.
Well, Baker didn't even – he wasn't even a rookie.
That's what I'm saying.
It was his first training
camp. I'm not crowning the Browns anything.
No, but they saw Baker come in and play well.
That's great. I saw Deshaun come in and play well too, and he struggled a little in the second year.
Yeah.
I saw it with Dak Prescott.
I'm not
crowning the Cleveland Browns. I'm not crowning them at all. I think they got talent, but I want to see how the personalities mesh because there are some big-ass personalities on that team.
Yep.
And they're all on one side of the ball. So it could be very, very interesting there. I'm not really worried about that with the Texans. You know, it's JJ and there's Clowney's just kind of doo-doo-doo. Like, can I shoot dice today or what's going on? Like, yeah, it's at the Nugget. I haven't gotten any pictures of Clowney playing craps yet.
Maybe he's going to Cashada.
And, could be.
And
did you ever used to get those?
What?
The Clowney,
the Clowney
pictures?
Yeah.
I just had like three people
at
different
times. Why does
anybody
care that Clowney's playing craps?
Well, one time I was in the middle of a game against the 49ers, a preseason game, and I guess the thought was, hey, you should be watching on TV,
why?
I guess. I don't know. He wasn't playing. He was hurt at the time.
And he should be watching on TV to learn stuff off of a backup? Off of the fourth team guy that's not even going to be on the team?
Maybe the thought was he's supposed to be with the team, but I think it was in San Francisco. It wasn't in Houston.
I remember it was
a road game. Yeah,
they didn't take him.
And they didn't take him. And I think the thought was, you need to be on the road with your team. Like, that's not how it happens. Well. Works with injured. I talked to Lance McCullers. You know, Lance McCullers isn't really going to be traveling all that often with the team. He's not with the team. He's hurt.
You know what? I hope he's shooting craps.
He's not. He's rescuing dogs.
Okay. Maybe he can bring the dog to the craps table and
rehabbing and getting ready.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
No. I seen him getting ready for the season a year from now. Okay. Let's shoot some craps. Okay, let's take some time, shoot some craps, enjoy our time off while we're getting paid $12 million.
No, because he's a grinder. He's not going to just
– whatever.
He's not just going to
– oh, let's get more haircuts.
He's not just going to steal money like you would.
Let's edge it up.
He's not just
going to
steal money like you would.
All right.
Apparently.
Hey, did Nick show up yet? Is Sharara here?
Yeah, he sent us your live reads as well. He sent the live reads.
Yeah, we did the sound checks with him.
He's there.
What are you talking about?
Did he show? He's here. He's
yes,
finally here.
You talked to him about? Already.
Oh,
what's
hey Nick, what's
with
going
you?
On?
What is going on? How you doing, sir?
Pal. It's good to talk to you. Welcome in the morning show.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys would do this more than once.
What? Get up early?
Yeah, this is terrible.
It is terrible.
Nick hates this show.
Oh, I forgot. Nick was in also, kind of. The other time when he came in after the rodeo
kinda,
or whatever.
Kinda. All right.
And the rodeo.
7:13. We got any.
That was poor party planning, by the way.
Do we have any live spots
here? He emailed him, and our first one is for Lance to talk about a Buick or a Chevy or whatever.
I didn't see that coming.
Or a Traverse.
Here's a question I've got for you. Why, when I called Craig to surf yesterday, did I get put straight through to voicemail? That's a question that needs to be answered.
He was busy selling cars.
Might have been at 7:30 at night. Might have been.
Hey, man, you make a sale whenever you can.
Might have been. You know, maybe he was flexing on me. He used to be a
man of the people.
He actually used to be a bodybuilder. Yeah, that was a real thing.
Yeah.
He was a real thing. I've seen pictures of it. Like I said, he does his flexing now with
he's not a bodybuilder
car
anymore.
Prices. No, but he could, like, if he needs to, he can give you one of those back poses. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Where they did their hands and then they go.
Right.
You know, they
like they
yeah, they do whatever the moves they are. They've all got the bodybuilding moves. And car dealers are the same way. They all have their special little moves that they do. The difference is Craig DeSurf out at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, he's just different. He does things differently than the other guys. The guys in Houston have to do things a certain way because they've got to make their payouts on a monthly basis. At Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton, they don't have the same overhead. So what that means is he uses that to his advantage from a sales price standpoint. He lowers sales price, and there's certain, you know, there's how far he can go on the sales prices. What he can do that the other guys can't do is he can offer ridiculous amounts on your trade-in value for your vehicle. So whatever your trade-in vehicle is, he can offer you amounts in addition to what the other guys can, so that you end up lowering that price for your car even more. Great finance options. It's truck month is extended. You can get awesome deals when you go to LanceZCars.com. All of the great deals and offers are going on right now. You can see all the vehicles that are under MSRP. And I can tell you this, the Yukon right now, they've got some sweet deals on 2018 Yukon. So if you really want a Yukon, check out one of the brand new 18s they have in stock. Make sure you go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Prime Social, This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live at Prime Social, where you got so many games going on. It's unbelievable what's going on here. It's so good. We started the Nuts last night. Steve and I. I don't know his name. I really
Steve
can't.
Steve from Prime is what we call him.
Yeah.
So when are y'all going to what is it, Aaron?
Warsheed.
When is going to We already said first 70 seconds there'll be a comment about his ethnicity. First 90 will be a vegan reference. Me and Raheel had that.
No.
And Steve.
It took a while to get to his veganism.
Is it going to come up every show now, or are you going to leave him alone?
How unbelievable vegan he is.
Well, he always explains to you that just because he's a vegan doesn't mean he's eating as healthy as you would imagine.
Eat a bunch of pasta.
Yeah, you can eat pasta and french fries and still be vegan.
Yeah.
You can eat potatoes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, potatoes.
I thought you just had to have broccoli or something.
No.
Vegan means you don't eat meat.
It doesn't mean meat byproducts.
Or dairy.
Yeah, or meat byproducts like
dairy. Is there any dairy in french fries?
No.
Okay.
All yeah, right. Well, there's how are you going to cook them? Oil.
You
where do you get oil from?
Vegetables. You
chicken.
Can cook them in vegetable oil.
What? Yeah.
Chicken. Chicken oil?
You don't cook them in chicken fat, dummy. I mean, it's probably pretty good.
It probably
you don't think that would be great?
It probably would be great.
Better than pork lard.
But no, fries aren't
what?
Chicken fat
Says
infused.
You.
No, are you kidding me? A lard? Stuff in lard?
Ooh,
you know
awesome.
That's where the best Mexican food is
that's
made, like
saying.
In lard. Yeah.
Well, chicken fat, too, is good.
I had somebody the other day, well, it was actually a little while back. I was at a neighbor's, Rob's house, and one of the guys there is like, he was telling me he gets pig lard from some place. I think he used to get it from Underbelly, and then Underbelly shut down. They changed to Georgia James, you know, the steak place now, the same spot.
Yeah,
it's still
right.
Chris Sheffield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Patrick
around
Feges,
the corner.
Patrick Feges, who listens to the show, and congrats to Patrick, had a baby. He's got Feges Barbecue there in Green, what is it called right there? Greenway in Greenway
Plaza?
Towers, Greenway Plaza.
Yeah,
like a number.
Remember
three.
Where you used to work?
Yeah, well, no, but he's in the big ones like Tower Number 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's in the food court of one of them. His barbecue place. But like Patrick is big time. He's a great pit master. His place is people are lined up in the food court down just waiting to get his barbecue, and he listens to the show. By the way, he's. Big sports
hey,
fan.
Hey, Patrick, what's up?
And he has a baby now, so he's definitely up. But he's like, I asked him, I said, hey,
not
can
him.
You get your hands on any? He goes, I can get, like, cow fat. He goes, yeah, I can get that for him by the buckets if he wants to do that, or pork lard or whatever to cook
who
in.
Who wants to do that? Who
Everyone
him?
Who loves to cook in it, apparently. Oh. You just keep a little bit of it, and you throw it in there, and, it, like, use it like it's butter.
Like Crisco?
Yeah,
like
you
Crisco,
use it like
yeah.
It's butter, and it's like, oh, this is delicious.
Yeah.
I don't. Steve can't do that. But
no.
how was the
well,
show?
Steve might do that.
How was the show?
Show was great. It was fun. I got a few comments from people that were listening. They were like, "What are you doing on at 7 o'clock at night?" I was like, "Poker. That's what I'm doing."
Well,
on.
He's on.
What y'all talking about?
He's not working at 7 o'clock at night.
No,
what
no,
are you
no,
talking
no.
about? I'm not. I'm on. Yeah, on the radio.
Dell, does he work at 11:02?
No.
No. no, I was working well after that. Thank you.
What were you doing?
You saw me come back. What are you talking about?
What were you doing at 11:02?
Not 11:02. I had to go. Oh, do my TV show. That's what I was doing.
That's
okay. Busy.
With who?
Who's the hardest
with
working
who?
Man in the business today?
With who?
Patty Smith and Paul Gallant.
Oh, that's right. You're giving all your ideas to a show that literally runs opposite of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice job.
Nice
John.
Job. Didn't they steal all your ideas the other day?
Well, he stole one of my ideas, but
yeah.
that's what he do. So this Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers deal.
Man.
So the one that gets me the most out of all of the stuff that was revealed about these two is that on Saturdays when they had a meeting about plays, Mike McCarthy's getting a massage. Where's McCarthy? No, don't worry. So one of the players.
See, when I heard that, that seems like that's something that happened one time that is now.
No, apparently it happened more than one time because one of the guys who gets them, the girl was his masseuse. She said, "Oh no, yeah. When Mike's not, yeah. At Saturdays, I give him. I go up and give him a massage."
What's wrong with Saturdays him getting a massage?
When you're supposed to be in a team, could you see? Well, if you're Bill O'Brien doing that.
Well, if you're supposed to be a team meeting, no.
No, you just don't do that as a head coach.
That's why I doubt that I bet you something happened once, and somebody is continuing to bring it up. Like that's the oh, I'm going to bring this up for all of eternity. You think that was the norm that he didn't take part in team meetings?
From what I gather from him, it wasn't a one time deal. That it happened more than once.
Plus, yeah, I can tell you
who was the former quarterback that they brought in, and he was there for a couple of years, but he got too close to Rodgers and he fired him?
Former quarterback.
Yeah.
He was a backup?
No. As a coach. They brought him in as a coach.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. God, who was it?
I know this. I have no doubt. I think that's been a toxic situation for a while. I have no doubt that Aaron Rodgers is a big part of that reason. I think he's an unbelievable quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, when you really get a full sense of everything with Aaron Rodgers, everything, from relationships with family, the stuff that happened with McCarthy, you take everything into account. I think Aaron Rodgers is an alpha teammate who, if you're on his side, things are good. Did you read the stuff about Valdez-Scantling and Equanimeous St. Brown?
Yes.
That he would tell them, nah, we're not running that route.
Right.
And they're like,
right.
We're
well,
both rookies. Yeah, you're not running that route. You're going to run the route I tell you.
No.
And then they had to
Earl
lie.
What Earl Bennett was saying?
They had to.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I guess it was
Earl Bennett.
Yeah.
Earl Bennett was saying, listen, if Tressman, not so much, but Mike Tice called a play, and then Jay Cutler changed it in the huddle, said, no, you're running this route. You ran that route because you could just go, oh, I ran the wrong route, Mike. Sorry about that. But you always pay attention to your quarterback. You don't pay attention to that idiot coach. Listen to this sentence. He tell him that McCarthy frequently called the wrong play, that he used the wrong personnel, that they were running plays that were.
Who said this?
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, remember, regularly called the vent Mike McCarthy was calling the wrong play, that they were running plays that worked 1 out of 50 times in practice, that McCarthy was a buffoon. He constantly was bailing out.
Oh, no. It was obvious that Aaron Rodgers had no respect for Mike McCarthy.
Well, that's none. And one of the things about it was when McCarthy was 30 and was with Joe Montana
right.
at Kansas City,
right.
He was like, he used to lean on, and listen, I coached, Joe Montana. Joe Montana had been in the league for 14 years before right. Mike McCarthy got him. And Mike right. McCarthy was an intern when he was with, and yet he was leaning on, listen, I'm a quarterback whisperer. I had Joe Montana and Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Slow down, Mike. I think Aaron Rodgers could be a giant. That is ego. Okay. But that Mike McCarthy could have been. They were saying, listen, how lazy he was, how he didn't care. He didn't really study what plays and defenses and all of this stuff. He just went to the same stuff all the time.
This is what's happened with this with Ty Dunn's piece, is you have two camps giving somewhat contradictory. They're giving their own view of the other side, and they're just waylaying now.
Right, right.
They've had nukes out, and just in case – and everyone's like, we cool? Are we cool? Yeah. And it's been this like – and as soon as one thing gets out there, all the nukes are fired. Like, let them all loose. You know what's coming out today? Aaron Rodgers is about to really get it today. He got it yesterday some. He's going to really get it today because there's going to be more nukes that are fired off by Mike McCarthy.
Well, I think that there's – if you want to know the truth, I think McCarthy took a bit of a hit yesterday.
No, there's no question. That's what I'm saying. He's coming back with nukes today.
Yeah. One ex-Packers scout puts it on both. He describes Rodgers as an arrogant quarterback, quick to blame everyone but himself, and who's not as smart as he thinks he is, yet kindly points out that McCarthy basically quit on his team.
When?
That he didn't try. He stopped trying.
When did that happen? How much of that had to do with Rodgers, do you think? If you don't have the quarterback, then you're dead.
Or that he listen, they said his offense was so basic and that he just didn't – he didn't really study.
That may be the case. I'm just telling you, here's the situation with Green Bay that I think is not good. In Green Bay, you had Ted Thompson, who was running the show, who Ted – A, you can't spend money on free agency.
Yeah.
You know that going in. And then With Ted Thompson, from a draft standpoint, he had some very specific things that he would do. So he would kind of hamstring you because you know you can't have certain toys in certain rounds. That's just the way it goes. Like, you couldn't have a wide receiver in the first, ever. Ever, ever, never, ever. Now, I didn't mean that they didn't know how to draft wide receivers. And then I think you have a coach. Look, Mike McCarthy maybe should have been gone even earlier. But I do think that Aaron Rodgers is, you know, this just in, Ben Roethlisberger and Aaron Rodgers, not super easy to deal with. Is that a huge surprise?
No.
They're quarterbacks.
Not with those egos.
I think a lot of quarterbacks get that way.
Yep.
Deshaun will eventually get that way. Probably not to that extent. I mean, one of the only guys, Tom Brady's not always easy to deal with. One of the only guys I've never heard a negative thing about, either off the air or never read about, is Drew Brees. I have never, ever, and talking to people who have been close to the Saints, I'm like, is there any good Drew Brees gossip? No.
Nope.
Everyone likes him. Like, no one has. I got a buddy, John Pollard, who worked for, he was with Stats, and he consulted with the Saints the year that they won a Super Bowl. He's got this great story about how there's something called dragon dictation. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
So dragon dictation. Del, have you heard of it?
You can
speak
in
into it.
Is it
no,
Tyrion, it Tyrion Lannister?
No, it transcribes what you say.
Oh.
But there's a professional version that, like, doctors use and things like that. That apparently is really fine-tuned to pick up everything you say. It's fine-tuned for voice recognition, something like that. So one of the things that he/they did was he got a lot of tape of Peyton Manning, and they would put and they would get dragon dictation before they were going to play, you know, the Colts.
Yeah.
And they would get him, and they would just sit it there so it could learn his voice and what he would pick up the words he was saying as he was making calls. And then they would study the patterns. This is between,
wow,
you know, 2 weeks for the Super Bowl. They would study the patterns to see if they could recognize what were dummy calls and what were real calls. And he realized that when he called casino, he had a call that was casino. When he called casino, that meant that he was calling a full blitz. He thought they were bringing a house as a full blitz, and there was automatic
hot
checks,
yeah,
hot reads that were coming. So they figured casino. So they hung on to this, and they said, we're going to bait him into a casino call. We're going to look for casino. Now, they did this because dragon dictation was showing what he was saying. They had to blast up the volume on TV copies,
right,
and it said and it picked up, okay, they keep seeing casino. And so they studied it, and it's what they found. So, sure enough, they baited him into a casino call, and that's when Porter got the pick six in the game, was on a casino call from Peyton Manning. They showed him a look, they got a casino call, and they jumped the route, yeah. And they showed him like he was way off. Porter,
yeah,
was way off. They showed him a casino look where he thought, this is a safe read right here for me. And then he was downhill at the snap because he knew what was coming.
Neat.
And that is one of the reasons John Pollard got a ring from but I remember asking him, he used to go to the building and I said, What's Drew Brees like? He's like, dude, he is a great guy. Everybody in the building likes that guy.
I could certainly see where that wouldn't be the case with a lot of guys. All right, John Clay Wolf
said said Ben Roethlisberger.
About John Clay Wolf?
Ben Roethlisberger is a phenomenal person.
No, he did not.
Super easy to coach and deal with.
He didn't say that at all.
Oh.
But I said John Clay Wolf is a great guy.
John Clay Wolf would have been the Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. Like, you want to talk about a problem?
He's got a little diva in him, I think.
Oh, yeah, he's got diva. You kidding? John Clay Wolf is with us on ESPN 97.5. I got a question for you. Why do you keep showing us on Twitter some room you're building or something?
Just because it's bored.
Because you're showing how rich you are to everybody?
I had to ask contractors for their opinion because a builder was lying to me because builders lie to you. That's what they do.
No, that never happened.
Y'all think car salesmen are bad. Builders are worse.
Oh, I'm sure you deal with a bunch of liars.
You're calling to plug me. I'm going to plug you. Have y'all just been walking around?
I'm not plugging. Here's one thing I'm not doing, plugging you.
Have y'all just been walking around bragging to everybody, gleaming about your ratings? I mean, are all your listeners tired of hearing about it?
That is true. John Clay Wolf, the greatest car buyer in the history of car buyers, a couple thousand a month. Who buys a couple thousand cars a month? John Clay Wolf does. That's why. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. Just does not get any better. And his show is tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5. 9 to noon, you can hear it right here. What are you going to talk about tomorrow?
sex, drugs, rock and roll, and then I got to write the show this evening, whatever comes between those topics.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I'm sure you guys wing. From what I hear, you guys wing it quite a bit. That's what I'm thinking. And you can listen to it, and you can sell your car right there on the air. Nobody does this. Listen, you're looking for the best way to sell that vehicle. He's guaranteeing with $100, if he can't beat CarMax or Texas Direct Auto, he's going to send you $100. All you have to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf, have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN. I guess, are we live, Nick? We're here? Oh, okay. Mike's hot.
I guess from now on, Nick, since we're going to do this on the air, because John does stuff like this, he would like you to say Mike's hot before he gets to talking.
Yeah, I do it with the suspects, and then I produce the blitz, and they didn't like it, so now I got to do it again with you guys. Everybody's different.
Oh. Oh, yeah, everybody is different. Well, tell the suspects to start doing it this way.
No, the blitz doesn't like it.
Blitz doesn't like it?
No.
Well, you got to know when your mics are hot, otherwise you start talking, and you might be talking to...
Apparently, the Blitz doesn't like being... They don't like stuff in their ears.
Screw them. Okay? Nick, just do it. I don't care if they like it. I know AJ's your boss. Tell him screw you.
Seems like a good idea, Nick. Tell AJ to EAD. AJ,
yeah.
Next time he says
EAD.
EAD, AJ.
Yeah. This is how we do it, AJ, in the biz.
Don't use full words at all, whether it be his name or the other word stuff. EAD, AJ.
Yeah.
Five letters. He'll get the message.
How's that?
I think he could head kick me, so no, I'm probably not going to do that.
Not anymore, can
not
he?
If you're in there and he's out on remote.
Yeah, you send him a text message, EAD, or you don't have to be near
him
when you do it.
No, you don't send a text message. Then there's
evidence.
Proof. Yeah, you do not want any proof.
Yeah, you say it in his ear next time. Mike's hot, EAD.
This is how we do it. This is how the morning show likes it, so that's how we do it around here. All right?
And by the way, speaking of the morning show, I mean, I don't mind talking, but the only reason I'm talking right now is because someone is, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Did he go to the bathroom?
He went to the bathroom. He's busy in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing. I don't want to know what he's doing. So, Rockets tonight taking on the Knicks. All right. So three games left. Here, Portland and Denver start up.
Yeah, a back to back for those two.
Yeah. Okay, you definitely want Portland to win, right?
Yes. You want Portland? I guess you want Portland to secure what? The two? Or just to beat Denver and still remain
the
three?
You want to beat. So you're a game and a half behind the Nuggets. They're two games behind the Nuggets. They win, they'll be tied with the Nuggets. They win these two games, they'll be tied with the Nuggets. And you win your games. And you will be a half game up. Now, you hope that the Blazers lose one of their other games.
Yeah, because they hold the tiebreaker. So a Blazers sweep means they have the inside track to certainly getting the two seed.
And a three-way tie, the Rockets are the two seed.
Okay.
So the only bad – and even if that bad thing does happen, you're still the three seed. If it's you and Portland tied for the two, Portland gets it, but you're still the three.
And I think the Rockets, at least, and we've kind of established this, the Rockets are in a position where we believe they're better no matter who is the two, no matter who is the three, no matter if they have home court in the second round or have to go someplace. We're working from the perspective that it really doesn't matter. We believe the Rockets can go win a game or maybe two on the road because they're better? Is that what we're is that what we're working with?
Yeah. I guess, but I would certainly like to have home court against Portland.
Oh yeah, but I think it's
or get Portland into the four seed so they're out because of of all the teams outside of Golden State, who's the most dangerous?
Nobody.
Rockets. I think that's where we're working from.
The Rockets. Nobody.
Although Portland plays you tough.
That's great. Based on what?
The season.
When have they gotten anywhere
based
in the playoffs?
Based on the season.
When have they gotten anywhere in the playoffs ever? When they were beating Jeremy Lin? Great. Maybe you heard we don't shine shoes no more in Houston.
See, that's where a lot of people
are. So you're
operate
not afraid
from.
Of anybody?
No.
Oklahoma City, you don't care? Okay, but rank them. Rank the teams that you least like to play.
I think Portland is
Portland's
the biggest issue if we're going to create a ranking besides the Golden State Warriors. They have two dynamic guards. They have a third
which
scorer.
Which Chris Paul will struggle with defensively.
Yeah, guarding, period. And they have a third scorer in Cantor who no one really respects, but as an offensive player, he can get it done.
Cantor was a good addition for matching up against Houston.
Particularly with Nurkic no longer available. That's a guy
who
can go get buckets.
One.
So I think Portland, because of their depth of offense, is a problem, and they have an elite player who can take over a series. Now, we talk about motivation. They certainly have some. They got embarrassed last year in the playoffs, which was what Lance was speaking to, their lack of progress in the playoffs. They certainly have everything on them to go get something done because how long can that group stay together if they flame out again? But I think Portland's your biggest threat if we're excluding the Warriors.
Okay.
I agree with that.
That's fine, but there's a level.
And then it's Oklahoma City.
If they could ever get anything together.
There's just levels to fear. And I just once again, it's starting. I think it's creeping into we really shouldn't disrespect the two seed like that. I mean, Denver is in the two seed for a reason.
Yeah, but
and they've been consistent all through the years. It's just now that you got the magic now that you got the magic 9 out of 10 number, it didn't seem as scary anymore.
No. But, I didn't like the way that they played him out of the All-Star break, but it was like, holy crap, that team but they handle that business. They handle that business. There's no reason to I think Denver would be after Oklahoma City, if you want to know the truth.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Denver, because Denver would have home court. So I'm going to say Denver.
Maybe not.
Well, I'm saying in the scenario of if they don't overtake them.
It'll be interesting. These next two games will be interesting.
Yeah,
Denver and Portland.
The season's almost over. The Rockets have never been ahead of them. So I'm going to make Denver number one. I'm going to show the respect of a team that's played consistently all year and make them number one.
Look, we're talking about 351 teams when we talk about Denver Nuggets and Portland. So the Rockets and Portland. So it's not like these teams have had these big dips, period. I mean, we know the Rockets had their early season struggles and they've made up for it late, but we're talking about three teams who have been consistently good all through the year. So I don't know if there's much difference between Denver and Portland. Some people might think Denver is coming back to what they kind of actually are because they've struggled recently, relatively speaking, compared to Portland and the Rockets. So you have lulls in the season. It just so happens Denver's lull is coming later while the Rockets and the Trailblazers are having an upshoot. They're both 8-2 in their last
Denver 10. Gets the nice little team.
And yeah, and by the way,
pat on the head, it seems like.
We're obviously not talking about the Jazz, but they're doing what they did last year. They're hot again.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way,
to end the year.
That's my number one. Number one for me is Jazz.
Really?
Number two would be Denver. Number
I
three would be Portland.
I can take care of that business. I ain't worried.
Yeah,
about
no,
that.
The Jazz. First of all, it's a vicious home court. Number two, they've got a young star that can go off also, and I think their roster is pretty well.
Apparently, you missed the playoffs last year.
No, I saw it. I saw it. This isn't the same Rocket team, by the way, though.
Oh yeah,
last
better.
Year.
Better.
No, the record says they're not.
Well, they are since their 11-14 start.
Well, but the 11-14 start is part of the season.
No, because this team. No, it was a different team. They didn't have Daniel House. They didn't have Fareed.
But they did have Daniel House. When did he stop playing for the Rockets?
I don't think he was playing early on.
It was the Gary Clark show?
Daniel House was not part of it.
No.
But, I think they're a scrappy team. They're a hard-playing team. It would make some sense for them to take a step forward at some point in the season, although it hasn't, like, record-wise, they got off to that slow start like the Rockets did, too. But I have a lot of respect for what Dennis Lindsay's built over there. I think that's a tough, gritty team. I just don't know that they're talented enough.
Well,
but if something were to happen, I mean, they do have good young talent.
Yeah. And they're likely another 50-win team. You look at the rest of their schedule, Sacramento at L.A., home to Denver, and at the Clippers. So there's a real shot, even if they just win two, that's another 50-win team in the top four or five of the playoff picture. So, but I think I'm with John. I like the Jazz, and I think they have a real shot to win a first-round series against someone not named the Rockets if it comes to that.
You think it's a bad matchup?
Yeah, I think the Rockets play them well enough. I mean, Donovan Mitchell can go steal you a game like we saw last year. If the Rockets go cold, I don't think he can steal four.
Let's try and catch up. 713-780-3776 live at Prime Social. 7801 Westheimer on the other side.
What's 70, about jalapenos?
Yeah, 7801 Westheimer.
A question about jalapenos?
Prime Social live where there's still five tables going on.
You know we're on the air, right?
Something. Seven men on base. Garrett Cole allowed three runs over six innings in the start. He struck out nine. A.J. Hinch was ejected for arguing balls and strikes. Houston has dropped five of six. Home opener at Minute Maid Park Friday. They'll take on Oakland. And in college basketball, Texas and Lipscomb meeting tonight in the finals of the NIT. I'm Tony Desiri.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Prime Social, we were talking about it last night. Dude. $150,000 guaranteed May 1st. That's less than a month away. We're less than a month away from $150,000 guaranteed. And Steve said on the air, he said, oh, yeah, $150,000 guaranteed. I think it'll get up to close to $400,000.
What?
Yeah.
How much is the
first
entry?
Place will be about 20%. It could be $80,000 for first place.
I mean, I'm playing in that. You'd have to be stupid not to play in something like that.
And here's
that.
The deal. Here's what you do. So it's $580 to get in.
Right.
If you and every day there's going to be four first days. Well, how could there be four first days? Because there's four first days. If you make it in the top 15, you get your money back. Top 15%, not 15, top 15%. Let's say they got 200 players the first day, which I think is a low estimate.
Right.
They could have 300 players. You will have 45 players will get their money back, okay? They'll get $600. If you play again the next day or the day after or the day after and you get into the top 15, you get $2,000 back. How about that?
Huh.
That's
wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
It would behoove you if you get into the top 15%. Oh, everyone who gets into the top 15% will play again and put that money back in because if you advance again and then whichever bag is the highest bag, whichever day you won the most money, that's the one that goes into the final day.
Nice.
Yeah. It's going to be huge. I don't think this room is big enough for it if you want to know the truth. I don't think it's anywhere close to big enough.
Well, they have to cut it off.
They ain't cutting nothing off.
They cutting nothing off?
Well, you want to be Theon Greyjoy? No, we ain't doing that.
Well, I guess you got a whole room in there.
Yeah.
If the dominoes isn't going.
There's no dominoes.
Okay.
That day, those days, May 1st through 5th, this is going to be. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I'm off the draft.
Yeah.
I'm off the draft just in time.
You're playing.
Just in time.
Yep, 580. So start saving your.
I am going to start saving.
Start saving your beans and let's go.
Hey, so the Houston Texans. I will probably not have a mock draft until I don't have to turn one in for NFL until the day of. So I'm going to do one early for SportsMap and produce it in SportsMap early. You know, there's a school of thought now that the Texans are going to go best available at a position of need, meaning. Right tackle or cornerback or maybe even guard or center could be in play for them.
So I saw a mock that had him taking the tight end from Iowa.
Bucky Brooks had that. I don't see that.
I don't know.
I mean,
did you see the?
It could. It could.
Where do you think Ryan Griffin ranks as far as tight ends, or Akins, or Thomas, or any of? What do you think the Texans tight ends rank in the league?
Not great, but you just drafted Akins in the third.
But what kind of weapon do you think that would give for Deshaun?
Well, it gives him another pass catcher.
Yeah,
a little soft. Fant is. Fant's not a real tough blocker.
What? Well, Is he a Jimmy Graham kind of?
Yeah, he's a Jimmy Graham type. Hey, he's a great athlete.
Listen,
great
athlete. What did Jimmy Graham do?
Yeah, no. There's no question. I mean, I think he has value for sure. There's no question he has value.
Here's the problem.
It wouldn't make me sad.
Would he be the best player available at that point?
I don't think. No, I don't think so.
He's not the 23rd best player in this round?
Look, for me, I got a second round grade on him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. There's a guy named Dawson Knox from Ole Miss who's going to shoot up. He ran a 4.5, like 6. He's big, and the Cowboys supposedly love him. I'm almost penciling him into the Cowboys right away. But I'm starting to get a little better feel for where some of these guys are going to go. And I tell you, one of the guys, if the Texans trade back, if they can trade back, I still think they're going to get their hands. I think if they can trade back, it would be phenomenal. Because if they can get even to the early part of the second and pick up a draft pick, they're going to get a pretty good player. It's pretty jumbled up from about 20 – from about 20 to 40, it's not that,
so,
it's fairly equal.
So if they traded back, could they still get a?
I think they get a tackle.
Decent tackle,
yeah.
And a decent corner.
Yep,
in the top, let's say 50 picks.
Top
40 picks.
Yeah, I think so. You never know until you see a run. I don't think there's going to be a run on cornerbacks. It's just not a. I mean, there could be as many as four that go in the first round, but. So here's what the cornerback market looks like. Greedy Williams, who there's questions about his football character and how much he, you know, put into last season. You watched him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Greedy was not very engaged by the midpoint of the season. And I know people in that building were not super excited about that either, but they just felt he was trying to protect himself. So, you know, you never know how that goes.
He's a talent now.
He's long. He's talented. He's only 183. Like, he's got to get stronger. He, for being a press corner, guys beat up on him a little bit. But he's, to me, the first cornerback off the board. I mean, I just think he's clearly the best cornerback. Number two.
Trey Waynes?
You got a guy named.
Who's your comp on him?
Oh, I got to see who my greedy comp is. I can't remember. I don't have Trey Waynes. But let me see. Greedy Williams.
Long like draft. Sherman, but not as strong.
My comp on Greedy. Wow, I've got a pretty high grade on Greedy. Is Antoine Kayson, who came out a first rounder for the Chargers, was my comp on him. Very similar physical tools and ball skills too. Then you got a guy named Byron Murphy. Byron Murphy like makes a lot of plays on the ball. He's sub 6 foot, and he ran a 4.55. That's not typically a great profile for a first round cornerback, and yet he's such a good football player and such a tough guy and he has so many plays on the ball that he'll go in the first round. DeAndre Baker, the corner from Georgia, he's the one in draft meetings that somebody asked him, what do you think of your practice habits? What would you rate him? He goes,
not great.
C. Sorry? C. And then supposedly he didn't show up at his combine
workouts.
It's
like that commercial, just okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I don't think that's a good.
He didn't show up at a lot of his combine. He didn't show up at a lot of his combine workouts. And you know what the word is on him? He's a 4.4 40 guy who turned himself into a 4.5 340 guy. Like, that doesn't feel great in the first round. And then this guy Rocky Asin, who played at Presbyterian for 3 years, and then as a graduate transfer, he went to Temple, and you know he. He played well. I don't think he's a first rounder, but there's a lot of people who really love him, so we'll see. I just think there's a lot of guys that if you got a cornerback early in the second, it's like, yeah, this makes a lot more sense. There's a guy named Justin Lane from Michigan State, Jamel Dean from Auburn. Those are Texans type cornerbacks, and they can also run.
And when will they be?
They can also run. They're probably early second. Jamel Dean may be later in the second. He's had injury issues. He might even fall into the third. But he could be a Texan. If you want to know who the Texans are, there's a guy named Juwan Williams from Vanderbilt. Ton of interceptions, great ball skills. Can't run. And I just don't know if the Texans – I don't care that he's 6 foot two, 212 pounds. If you can't run, I don't know that the Texans are going to draft you. When you, I mean, unless you have somebody fast, maybe they think – you know, maybe, hey – And we can't just give up on Bradley Roby. Bradley Roby was a pretty good player for Denver until last year. Maybe he's the guy because he can run. Maybe they can get more out of him. I don't know. But I just don't know how you can – I just don't know how you can draft a guy that can't run in this division. And I just keep thinking of the T.Y. Hilton nightmare. I don't know how they're going to – I don't know how they're going to fix that.
It's going to be a lot of zone, isn't it? Even last year they played a lot of zone, and it just seemed like nobody covered anybody in their area.
Man, why is Alyssa Milano on this show just trying to be thick?
What? She's trying to be what?
Watch. Wait till they zoom out.
Oh.
Yeah. We're watching Bewitched.
No, we've seen
What is this called?
We've seen that.
Not Bewitched.
It's
Charmed.
Oh, yeah.
Bedazzled. 713-780-3776 live from Prime Social 7801. West, home of the $150,000 guaranteed May 1st tournament right here at Prime Social. In the meantime,
can we just rewind this?
Are you going to get gritty?
That's what he's talking about.
Are you going to get gritty or not, Lance?
Yeah, let's get gritty right now. G-R-I-D-D-Y, gritty. GoGritty.com. That is the website if you want to connect directly to the grid for your source of power. And this is really, this is actually pretty cool. A lot of people... you know, are members of, let's say, Costco or Sam's Club, right? So you get a special membership, you pay for your membership, and then from there you get to get special discount prices because you buy wholesale. It's the same thing for your energy. You can now do that through Go Gritty. I spent my first month with them with no fee, and I'll tell you about that in a second. I paid $82 last month for my energy bill, and we keep our home cool. We keep the electricity down, but I'm buying wholesale, so I have complete transparency on the actual app. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm paying 1.9 cents per kilowatt hour. That does not include the delivery charges, but they show you on your breakdown right there on the app, on your statement, it tells you exactly how much you're paying for energy, how much you're paying for your delivery charges, and what your quote-unquote all-in rate is. Your membership fee is just $10 a month. $10 a month, and you're going to save on average between $350 to $400. The bigger the house you have and the more energy you use, the more you're going to save. Make sure that you go to the website GoGritty.com, G-R-I-D-D-Y. And right now they've got a $10 monthly membership fee, and you get unlimited access to the wholesale price of electricity. But right now you can get that absolutely free for 1 month. So that's a pretty good hookup and pretty good special for you. But don't forget this. There's no contract and there's no hidden fees. There's no markups, just big savings. They don't mark anything up, and that no contract means you can leave anytime you want. Make sure you go to the website and at least look into it, but this is going to make sense for you. GoGritty.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.